Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Hi, Chad. Hi, Ryan. How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic, man. New album, Roland, coming out September 7th. The new track, San Quentin. It's a banger.
Cool.
I like.
Yeah, they're flutter out there. They're like, what is this? Nickelback sounding like Morbid Angel or something.
I'm like, I know, it's like, yeah, they're really, you know, getting excited over the rock, which we're used to doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out there first. So it's like, maybe they're just thinking it's a bit out of character when it's really not. So, but I'm happy they're enjoying it. It's great.
Yeah, the tease. I don't know who at the tease department.
We have a tease department.
I think we have a tease department.
Get a tease department. If we don't have
is one. Selecting the the amount that is supposed to be teased. But obviously they're doing a great job because somebody sent over, you know, a whole list of these things this morning. It's just like just so many down this list of how many people are commenting on this on our quote unquote, you know, tease.
I just listened to it and then I walked away to do something else and the hook was in my head. And I was like, are you kidding me? I already have this hook in my head, which is great.
Strength, man, let me tell you.
The first time I ever heard Photograph, that happened. Photograph, I heard it and I looked at my boss and I go, are you ready to listen to this every 3.5 hours for the next 8 months? And he goes, yep, we're doing it.
I am so sorry in advance.
Yes.
No, it's all good. But then I thought the same thing when I was like, okay, San Quentin, it looks like this is going to be, in our lives. it's good.
You know, we joke about it all the time. You know, I'm ready for the world to hate us again.
yeah, because they're starting to love you. You're like, wait a minute, I'm uncomfortable.
That's what Ryan says. It's very kind. He says that all the time. He's like, I think there's been a softening. I think that the
teeth are getting put away.
Yeah.
Is the whole album hard hitting like this? I mean, is it, you know, a plethora of what you do?
This tease is working because there's so many people from this side of music. That is, they're all asking the same thing. It's a Nickelback record. It's just like all the other Nickelback records. It ebbs and flows, and there are peaks and valleys, and it's got everything, you know, like they always are. So you're going to get your Photographs, you're going to get your Faraways, but you're also going to get your Side of a Bullet, you know.
What about Figured You Out? Because honestly, that's my favorite song that you guys ever did.
Yeah,
well, I love Figured You Out.
Yeah, 5 minutes ago, we just said, can you imagine if we released a song starting off with I Like Your Pants Around Your Feet Now? We'd be canceled in 2 seconds.
I know, but man, wouldn't that be wonderful? Oh, no. just saying.
For us to be canceled or for us
no,
to
no, no, no. Just, yeah, come on out and be unapologetic, you know, like, bam. I was just talking to somebody about that, how you can't say this anymore. You can't say that. You can't say this. You can't say that. And that song was part of that conversation, like same thing. How'd you guys spend COVID? Does this album have any of that sort of, you know, what we just been through for the last 3 years?
I think the part of COVID that's in the album is, holy shit, what a year and a half's gone by. We should make an album. We should make a record. I've been busy doing everything else in your little bubble and kind of.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I don't know. Learning new languages. New,
is that what you did? You learned a new language?
I tried. I didn't do a very good job of it, though. My wife did, though. She did.
Pig Latin?
Exactly.
Did you pick up any new hobbies? Did you do anything?
He could fly a helicopter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but
the mustache.
But
it's like,
well, no, it's good.
The deal when I got the license, you have to grow a mustache.
Okay, that's fair.
But yeah, so no, that was
that was a good stash.
I would have.
That's a great.
Yeah. Chad, what about you? What'd you do? Did you learn anything? Learn anything about yourself?
Sport anything? Eating.
Sport eating. Okay.
For sport, yeah. Yeah, because
he could take down a huge Taco Bell like in a second.
Oh, like a 32-pound. I could interrupt the supply chain at a Taco Bell easily.
I had a question today, and it was really random. So I'm gonna kind of throw it at you guys. They asked me personally if PMS was a superhero, what would it look like? Super random. I did answer it. If Nickelback was a superhero, what would it look like? What would you guys look like? What would your superpowers be? What would be the injustice you would fight?
We would be Captain Whipping Boy, mm-hmm. and we would be able to take more shit than anyone.
All right. Okay.
I think I crossed between that and Mr. Magoo, if you can remember that one. Like just
blind.
We'll just stumbling into things and things just work out.
There you go.
Like just like that's our superpowers. Like mm-hmm. this kind of luck thing. It's just natural.
Yes.
I mean, we've been very fortunate, and it's really hasn't been pre-planned.
You guys have an amazing sense of humor, and like you said, you can take a lot of shit and take it well, which has been incredibly. I've respected it. One time I was talking to you, Chad, on the phone, and I said, you know, the country, some dude's doing a thing in England where they're trying to shut you guys out. And you're like, oh, let me send him money. I was like, okay, these guys are cool.
I don't want to go do that tour. Let me fund this.
Let me fund them. And I was like, these guys are cool, man.
I've been trying to cancel me for 25 years.
There you go. I love it. Thank you guys so much for giving me a few minutes of your time.
Oh, you as well. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll see you out and about.
Thank you for the kind words.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.